Welcome back, everybody, to episode number 86 of Off the Field Podcast. I'd say this is our most aesthetic-looking podcast.
Beautiful. I mean, the background, it's so real. It looks like a green screen.
I know. But fun fact, it is real.
Oh,
we are here with Gabe.
Hello.
And
what's up, everyone?
We are here at your house.
Yeah, it's my crib.
Yeah. It's a big moment in your life.
I know.
Big old mansion just for this guy right here.
Big moment.
Yeah, big moment. Big moves. And this is the ETS house.
ETS house.
Enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show, dude.
And you're a part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seven guys, Disarm, the Bad Boys, and then Gabe Smith.
Yes, sir.
Yes, truly.
And how long have you been here?
I've been here, about 2 weeks now.
2 weeks. Yeah, it's like my third or fourth, I think. Mobo's first.
My first.
This is your third.
My jaw is dropped.
Third.
It's beautiful out here, dude.
Yeah.
It's a massive estate. I mean,
it's
you're
nice here, dude. It's nice.
Your butler served me pretty well. Took care of me really well, so I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, he got a bad review last night, so I had to make sure he was.
How'd the butler treat you?
He was very nice. Jeff had his good tie on that day. Yeah. And he's also the butler. But yeah, you kind of were rushed through here because I wanted to shoot outside because it's a very nice backyard.
Yeah, it's
and,
nice.
We had to get the sunlight because we're running out of it.
Well, we want to show the viewers what we're working with.
Yeah, of course.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. You can see the pool here, which Gabe likes to let everybody know is not dirty, right?
It's not dirty. It's not dirty. See, like, for some reason, the people before us, they made the color of, like, the bottom of the pool, like, dark. So yeah. It makes the water look, like, kind of dark.
This
but it's
is
nice, though.
This is facts. It does look dirty because, like he said, the bottom is, like, this darker greenish color, which gives it off that algae color. But he took a glass last time, and he's like, look, it's clean.
It's clean.
It passes.
No, like, right now, like, because it's getting dark, like, it doesn't really look as, like, but, like, when it's shiny outside,
yeah.
when it's bright outside, it looks good.
Yeah.
It's nice and clear.
So tell us about your new roommates. Obviously, Dan, the man. The
so, Dan.
Guy of the whole leadership.
Dan's the barely one. Been here. Dan's barely been here so far because yeah. He's been traveling. Leo, aka my manager, aka producer, aka my best friend, he kind of makes sure everything's going smoothly.
Yeah. Leo's a very people person in this whole thing they got going on. He is always communicating to everybody.
People person, yeah, make sure everyone's doing their thing and he'll let you know if you're not.
Yeah.
Keeps
them in check.
Yeah. Great guy. The Bat Boys got in here. They got in here last. Mm-hmm. They moved from like DC area.
Yeah.
So that's a big jump for them.
Yeah,
big
quite move. The shit.
It's across
it's
the country.
Big move. Yeah, exactly. So took them a little longer to get in, but yeah. Everyone's decently settled now. We have some some boxes and stuff that we haven't moved. We
if
won't
only
look,
you
we
could see
look,
behind the
camera.
We cameras.
Won't look at that. But
if only this camera was pointed that way a little bit more.
In my defense, I'm gonna help them out. It doesn't look that bad. But
see,
then again, I wasn't here during moving
it
time.
It looked a lot
it looked
worse.
It probably was a lot worse.
You see this?
This is a bunch of open boxes.
You see that whole cement area? It was a whole. It was a mountain.
You guys should have built forts.
Dude,
no.
I mean, Squidward, bro.
Dude,
I almost built Fort Squidward.
You literally have the perfect opportunity to create the ultimate fort.
Yeah,
like
could've.
The amount of boxes that are right here. But it makes sense. You're moving into a big house with a lot of people. Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of boxes.
But like, even though it's like big and there's a lot of people. It's very spread out.
Yeah,
it's very spread out. It's basically like two people to a section of the house.
Yeah, damn. And for you, that is Matt.
So yeah, for me, it's Matt. He stays in, there's like a loft above me.
Yeah.
And I can hear every footstep,
yeah.
But it doesn't bother me at all. It's not really that loud. He's probably my best friend in the house.
Yeah, like, I mean, you see him all the time.
We chill, do everything. He shares. He has his own like bathroom or toilet or whatever, but I have like a full bathroom, so he has to use my shower.
His bathroom is definitely a half bath.
Yeah, it's a half bath.
Yeah.
It's nice though. It's like they're really nice rooms. It's a nice house. I like it a lot.
I've told him out of everybody's rooms, his is my favorite.
Thank you. He has
a good amount of room. Yeah. It's the most secluded and it's the most private.
I was gonna say with the section that you're at, it feels like you're really in your own world.
It's the North Wing.
North Wing.
It's the North Wing.
In the North Wing.
Yeah, sorry, my bad.
In the North Wing, it's pretty sick. I mean, you have your space to really create and just do whatever you want, however you want it.
We have to have our own Wi-Fi.
He was telling me how big of a problem that was.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah. We had to get our own Wi-Fi. We're still like in the process of setting it up, but like we're like, okay, let's go. It's third day in, we can finally get this Wi-Fi going. connected it, one bar, bro. I'm like, oh
my goodness.
The first week he was here, he joined a PlayStation party. And I was like, dude, what is going on? And he's like, this Wi-Fi's booty.
Were you just talking in hieroglyphs or what?
Yeah, it was bad, bro. It sounded like I was like on my phone, like on the Eiffel Tower, bro. Like it's staticky.
So not even a hotspot would help.
Dude, no.
Dude.
But your savior, T-Mobile.
Savior T-Mobile. He came and he wired some stuff up and he didn't do nothing yet. But he's in the process of doing it. But we had to call Spectrum up and be like,
he's been here.
Hey, I'm getting some Wi-Fi up in here.
He's been here the most out of everyone from softball.
Yeah,
huh?
No, he's been here. How many times have we been here? Over 7.
Yeah.
He comes a lot.
Who has been here from softball?
You guys have been here.
What?
Jeff has been here.
Two.
Yeah. Jeff, my
buddy. It took convincing to get Jeff to come here.
Yeah, dude. Oh my gosh, bro. This guy is so difficult. He's like, why should I come? Because my freaking house, bro.
And it was 5 minutes down the street.
He always needs a reason for those wondering.
We were filming a video for my channel. This place we were at, right by his house. I'm like, dude, just come check it out. Like, he'll give you a tour. It's 5 minutes straight. No turns. And he's like, I don't get a lot of off days. And I'm like, you're out here already. Like, come on.
Enjoy it.
Literally, he told me no. And then I called him immediately when he told me no. And I said, if you want him, you got to call him right now and change his mind.
Yeah, I had to call him up. Be like, hey, Jeff, what are we doing out here, dude? Like, you're out here for a reason. You might as well come slide by the crib, the casa de game.
He was going to go get a Halloween costume instead of coming to the house.
No,
back away. We're not even filming our Halloween game until for a minute.
Yeah, not for a while.
Yeah.
I thought you meant it all. I was like, what?
No, yeah.
Oh, that would have been heartbreaking.
But who else? Bobby has been here.
Kershey, right?
Kersh has been here.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's everybody.
Not too many people.
It's quite a distance.
It's like I'm on like the other side of LA. Not going to say where it is, but
yeah, obviously. No.
It's kind of far from everyone else.
Yeah, we're in the middle of Boca Raton.
Yep. I love it here.
I think we're in St. Petersburg.
Yeah, this is Compton.
I think the biggest thing was was tough for me moving out was definitely like doing my own laundry.
Yeah.
Because like I would do my own laundry, but like my mom would usually help me.
The extra bit of help was super nice.
Yeah, the extra bit of help. Like usually she was like, she kind of liked doing it. She like, just like put it away, like fold it and everything. I was cool with that. We had a nice little system going. And then
I think it's funny when our guests become like psychics. That was literally the next topic.
Oh.
Yeah. First time on your own, leaving the nest.
Yeah.
How hard was that for mama?
She seemed excited. She seemed like she was trying to get me out of here.
She's like, oh, here's your box.
She's like, go.
Super, super helpful.
Yeah.
You know, she climbed into that U-Haul truck and drove it for me because I couldn't drive because I'm not even old enough to drive a U-Haul yet.
What? Do you need a special license
for you?
You need
to be 21? You have to be 21.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
it's
that.
Like some insurance liability thing.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Government.
So. That happened to me once renting a car.
Yeah.
I got rear-ended in my first car. And I had to rent a car, but I couldn't because I was 20.
Jeez.
It was so stupid.
That's
but.
Ridiculous. Yeah, but she climbed into this U-Haul van, bro. We had to get her a stool so she can get up. But yeah, it was super helpful. Luckily for me, besides Leo and Dan, like I was pretty close. Like I don't have to go across the whole freaking country.
Like at least an hour to get over here?
Yeah, it was like an hour.
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad though.
Yeah.
Couple boxes.
Yeah, you don't need anything else back from the old house. It's all here now.
Yeah, it's all here.
Yeah.
I think there might be one pair of shoes that I might need back.
Yeah.
What else has been?
Have you difficult? Seen Mama since you moved out?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what's actually really funny?
He's like,
I'm
out.
A week after being here, my mom and my aunt came and they just wanted to see me and they did my laundry.
So, to you, what's the biggest difference from living at home with mom and now living out here by yourself?
Food, dude. Oh my gosh, bro. I just have to make everything up in here, bro.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. When I first moved out of my parents' place, I was living off pizza rolls, like Hot Pockets.
Exactly. No, exactly. But, yeah. Like, I just made my own pasta yesterday for the first time. Hey, I'm not gonna lie. Luckily, my mom.
You warmed
mom,
it up from BJ's?
Yeah. luckily, my mom, like, she's like, taught me how to cook. So, Yeah,
a nice bowl of cereal.
I make some good dishes.
You know how to cook a bit?
So I made, what have I made so far? I'm making like, I might make some chicken legs tonight.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, there's a great taco place right by Gabe's house. We are going to a party later tonight. And when I say party, like, I mean like party. And I don't want to end up at the end of the night being sauced and feeling disgusting. So you got to eat food when you have one of these nights.
Of course.
I'm hitting up those tacos before we hit that drive.
Most likely, okay, we are.
Do I want to go to this party?
Bro,
I
don't know. It's his 21st.
You got to go, brother.
His 21st.
Well, we talked about it on the last podcast for those wondering.
I have nothing to do tonight, too.
This was Phil.
Do you hear him? He has nothing to do tonight.
Oh, come on. You got to
go. I'm going to
go. Pop out for the one time.
His 21st, bro. And yeah, we did talk about it on the last pod, Alan's 21st birthday party, because he's a 21 baby like me. September 21st, June 21st, Arts February 21st. I'm getting that picture tonight. We're all going to be having a great old time with our adult beverages.
You're going to have to Photoshop one more person in
and
there.
I'm going to be there with my apple juice.
Yeah, with your apple juice.
I'm going to do my bagel.
You got to add the dancing ump in there. It's his birthday too.
Today?
It's Vince's birthday today.
Well, it's also, Papa Cap is also a 21st. He's October 21st.
October, though.
A lot of 21 babies.
A lot of 21.
I like that.
But okay, what else has been? All right, so I made
sounds like
pasta.
The laundry has been a
no,
big
laundry food, definitely, because like it's hard to not order food.
Yeah,
it's so convenient,
big,
right?
I'm
to just
big,
okay,
I'm gonna
okay,
have DoorDash is number one.
Okay,
freaking
yeah, customer. My brother has competition
with that
with DoorDash. Yes, he definitely competes.
You already know I got.
But here's
that
what I don't
Dash
get.
Pass.
Look, I've DoorDash, but if I'm at home, I'm picking up.
No, I DoorDash.
No,
everything.
You DoorDash everything?
How much extra fees is it to have it delivered?
Well, I got that DoorDash Plus, so, you know. But
how much is the fees?
It's covered by the Plus. No, they do be taxing.
What's around here? Like, what's easily accessible?
Dude, bro, that's the freaking thing,
nothing?
Bro. This place.
Oh, is that the downfall?
It's all, okay, there's like stuff, like you can DoorDash pretty much everything, but yeah. If I went to go pick it up, everything's like, with this city, everything's like mom and pop, like there's only it's not
on
like
the wall.
Yeah, it's not like what franchises,
yeah,
like that are like close.
You're not gonna
yeah
be hitting up a Chili's.
So everything's like original. There's probably like two in LA.
Yeah.
And it just happened to be in this area. Because it's a pretty
yeah, like where I live,
like
especially
I wanna with like influencers, mm-hmm, it's a pretty popular part of LA.
Yeah.
I just met this guy, we're going to LA Fitness now. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that guy that does impressions? He's like,
probably, but there's a lot of guys that do impressions.
Bro, I gotta show you real quick. Hold on. You're gonna know who he is.
Okay, but like we're talking about where I live, like if I wanna go out and pick something up, there's Del Taco, Wendy's, there's.
No,
Habit.
It's all far from here.
None of that.
It's like,
you did have a Chipotle
like,
cup in
it's
your
a, it's a good like 14 minutes away from
just to get.
Still driving though. Like not even.
Have you seen this guy?
Bother a walk.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He goes to the same gym.
Yeah, he follows me.
Yeah.
No
yeah
way.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's
nice.
Good at impressions.
You know who I did meet on my flight to Tampa? He was on the same flight as me. His name's Tommy. He does all those hot tub streams.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
He literally was in line. I was like, I've seen this guy on TikTok before. And I was like, hey, man, can we just take a selfie? And then I was just like, let him go on his day. Don't
literally
bother people too much, man. Let them have their personal space.
Yeah. But come up to me, though. I like it.
Yeah, you guys can say hi, but, like, no people's personal time. You get it? You understand what I'm spitting out?
Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah, like, there's a lot of people out here. I'm probably going to meet a good amount yeah of influencers out here just because.
Without
yeah
a doubt.
So the food, definitely. Do you? Is there somewhere nearby to get groceries? Like, isn't
Too
far?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is good. I can't tell you how many times I've been to Target.
That was my, it still is. It's my spot ever since I moved out. It's just easy. I know where everything is.
Yeah.
Too easy.
I just been going to Target. There's, we went to Costco once. Mm. Costco's nice. I love Costco.
Who's got the membership? Somebody needs a membership.
The Costco guys.
Double chunk chocolate
cookie.
That's what he
when he walks out, they're like, membership? Double chunk chocolate.
And it's like, okay.
Fun fact, they know Dodger films.
And they're fans, big fans.
That is crazy. Yeah. Hey, come on.
Hop on the field, play a softball game.
Eventually it'll happen, maybe.
Yeah, but who's got the membership? Somebody needs a membership.
Oh, Matt has a membership. Matt has a membership.
I got Sam's Club. I don't have Costco.
I'm a Costco guy.
You're a Costco guy?
I was a Sam's Club guy growing up.
Yeah, thank you.
Now I became a Costco guy.
Yeah. All right. But so we got the food. That's top of the list, you would say?
Yeah, definitely food. It's just hard to not waste money.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Then would you put laundry second?
Laundry, yeah.
And you're saying stress hit you pretty bad for the first time, just being on your own yesterday?
Yeah. Like, the other day, like, I was, like, I took a nap or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, I woke up, like, I had a dream. I was at my other house.
Yeah.
Like, and I was, like, going to wake up, and I was, like, thinking I was going to call my mom, like, and, like, ask for food or something. Yeah. And I was, like, oh my God, I'm in L.A.
Now, is there definitely, like, a certain detail that your mom provided back at the house? Like, not just food in general.
Just company.
Just company.
Just company.
Yeah, what about the six guys that live with you?
No, okay, but that's great though. Like, I love them to death, but sometimes it's just like...
Like family?
Yeah, it's family, it's a different
It's a different kind of feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And this is a content house. You guys did a whole launch for it, whole Instagram for it, and you guys can go follow that, of course. We got Disarm doing his thing. The Bat Boys have taken over the on-the-field interview world. And what kind of content are we going to see from Gabe Smith?
From Gabe Smith.
In a content house. We need content.
No,
what
yeah.
What is the content, sir?
I definitely got some stuff coming out. Just filmed like a little house tour for the ETS channel and my channel.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, also did look a little informative video letting everyone know what's happening so they're not like confused.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely a lot of fun videos.
Yeah.
I'm starting a series called I Challenge, and it's gonna be a lot of fun.
You started one with the D1 athlete. Right?
Yeah. So it's gonna be like home run derby stuff, challenging different athletes in different sports.
Yeah.
Trying a whole bunch of different stuff.
Oh, sweet,
so,
hell yeah.
Sounds like a good series to me because everything you do, you are good at. So.
Yeah.
we should film one together.
Besides
you and me.
Basketball.
I try to drive a stick shift car.
Oh God, I might.
You might drive it into the ETS house.
We'll be at a parking lot. We'll be safe about it.
Die.
But yeah, so obviously YouTube is your main focus.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
definitely
the man above you, Matt, he's like your cameraman and everything.
Yeah, he's the cameraman. Leo's kind of my right-hand man.
Yeah.
The guy behind the chair.
Does Matt do his own stuff too? Because he's got like a streaming
setup. Matt kind of does his own stuff. Have you seen, what is his vlogs? Mike Malak?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen the night shift?
Night shift. Yeah.
He likes doing like lifestyle vlogs, so he's kind of maybe trying to tap into that scene.
Yeah.
But he's also a filmer for Love Live Serve.
I've never heard of that.
You've had to have seen I'll tell you a video that they've done. You'll for sure have seen it somewhere. Like they act like they're in like a library and they act like they're listening to music and it's like unplugged. That's what they got really like popular on those pranks and stuff.
He pops up the laptop, immediately starts playing the song, and then you hear doo 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 doo, and he's just like,
yeah. Have you seen those?
No.
That's crazy.
I probably have.
They like ruled YouTube for a while.
Noah's Instagram recently started blowing up with a bunch of just like random memes all the pictures
that risk.
It's like legit pictures from him as a like teenager. Up until a young adult, and it's just like everything turned into a meme.
And it's like a song, it's like Mr. Take That Risk. And he's like, it's cause, okay, here's why. Cause he's like a white guy, right?
Yeah.
And all these pictures, he's like with a bunch of like, just like black males.
He's just squatted up.
Like, and cause he was in high school.
Yeah.
And that was just his group. Like, he just happened to hang out with that group. So it's just kind of funny how he was the only one just posing up. But yeah, so.
You guys are doing streaming too, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna get into streaming soon. I might need to get a new PC before I do that.
I know who he's inspired by.
Kai Sinat, Mr. Sinat, and Duke Dennis. Yeah. No, but I'm more like Kai, but I don't know if you know who Agent is.
Agent, you said? Yeah.
Agent Zero,
I think I've seen him.
Yeah.
I like his videos the most out of any of them.
Yeah.
I think he's really.
You got the perfect room too, because like if something blows your mind, if you want to, you know, go wild child, the hole behind you is just open.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You could literally go starfish. Like if something crazy happens on a stream, you could just go starfish on your bed. Like, oh my God!
No, yeah.
I'm trying to think. Like
this guy's giving me ideas.
Exactly.
A couple backflips in there.
Well, and like, because Matt wants to stream too, right?
Yeah, Matt wants to stream. It's gonna be a funny dynamic. Like,
exactly.
let's say we're playing freaking Minecraft and I kill him. He's gonna run downstairs and probably beat the hell out of me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's just it's funny.
Yeah, I definitely think that would be hilarious to see something like that happen. And your challenge series, like I said, started with the USC video. Who is the athlete in the USC video you challenged?
My boy, Adrian Lopez.
Okay. And I've yet to see it. I was just catching up with his perfect game video. I was about halfway through then.
This guy's only watching my videos because I'm in the podcast, bro. That's crazy,
no,
bro.
No. What happened? I pulled up. I just and, so I'll have to watch it. I don't want you to just tell me about it. I'll check it out and see. But what sport do you think you want to challenge next?
Sport, softball.
Yeah. We kind of did that on Dan's channel.
We did that on Dan's channel, but I want to. I got one at bat versus this lady from Fullerton. She was a great pitcher, but I definitely want to challenge an individual in softball and see how I can actually do like a couple at bats. Mm-hmm. See, I want to try to go yard. I think I can go yard off a softball pitcher.
Slater was a college pitcher.
I got a hit off her.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, my one at bat, I like hit a laser in the right center.
Was it on our really old field?
It was on the cemetery field.
Yeah. Okay, I kind of remember that now.
Yeah.
This whole house, obviously, you didn't just wake up one morning and you guys had the house. Yeah. So what started the idea? Who motivated this? Who made this become a reality?
Leo kind of really pushed it into everyone's heads. Mm-hmm.
Leo and Dan were already living together prior.
Yeah, Leo and Dan were living together.
Yeah.
Tony, who was also in DSARM, he lived in Arizona. So it was kind of just like, little talks, you know, whispers, whatever, like, hey, we should do this, like, kind of like, we didn't have like a big group chat, but we kind of had like something.
It's like how all friend groups like, talk about it as a dream,
because like, we all see each other at like every event we do, like we're all boys, so it's kind of just like a plan that like made it out the group chat. Like for real.
Like when did you feel like it got serious?
So I got a text, they're like, would you do it? And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And then, so I'm just chilling. I'm in, what class am I in? I'm in, it was fifth period, so I was in English class.
He remembers all the details.
Yeah, and then, like, Leo texted me, like, hey, like, we're trying to lock in on this idea. Like, are you for sure in? Like, would you do it? Mm-hmm. And I was like, hell yeah, bro. I got to. Like, that's crazy. Like, this hasn't been done before. You know what I mean? Like, there's been two hype, they're basketball. There's like AMP, they're more like lifestyle.
Yeah.
They're like, so there's like all these other different houses and stuff, but like you never see a baseball house.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
What house along the way was this? This was not the first option, right?
No, dude, my God, bro.
So, were you guys actually looking at a bunch of spots beforehand?
Our biggest problem was, do you want 21 year olds and a 19 year old living in your house, going crazy, doing whatever? Obviously, that's not what we do, but that's just kind of gives the impression of that.
Yeah, especially they're gonna think that no matter
like,
what.
Team 10 house or whatever, like, you know what I mean?
They're gonna be thinking you're gonna do all these scandalous parties every day and just causing a ruckus.
Every time I hear a plane that close, I feel like it's gonna crash right into my house.
I'll be in my bed and I'll just be like, dude, I'll be like,
it's coming. Headed to like Ecuador or something like that,
most likely.
So it's just a plan that got out the group chat, and like once we all knew it was gonna be serious, we were like, okay, let's really lock in on this. And so it took us a couple tries to find a house. We had found one, and then like they were just screwing us with the security deposit, and it was just like more than double the rent, and we're just like, what is this? So this was the last house we were like, it was like the one we were always just like, yeah, whatever, like we didn't even really like take the time to really look at it and see how it is.
And just kind of like, we got it, let's go.
So because they wanted us, like, I don't know how they, I think they knew someone's mom or whatever, but they had wanted us, and they're like, just take a tour. So I think it's me, Leo, and someone else. We're like, okay, let's just go check it out. And we saw it, and we're like, okay, this actually could really work for our dynamic. And then I saw my room, and I didn't even think it was my room at first. At first, I wanted the one with like the sink or whatever, not this one.
Tony's room?
No, Liam's room. I wanted Liam's room.
Oh, Liam has a nice room.
Yeah, and then, he has a nice room. He has a nice like walk-in closet and stuff. And then I saw that room and I was like, oh, I think they actually use this as a bedroom. And I was like, this would be fire for streaming and like all this stuff. So I was like, okay, bet. I'm gonna like try to claim this room. So I ended up getting it. And yeah, I mean, everything's gone smoothly so far, though.
Yeah. No, nobody fighting at all. I don't imagine.
There's like argument, but it's like it's
typical not, like, bickering, right?
Business arguments.
Yeah, typical. Yeah, business arguments. Yeah, like, on ideas, thoughts, how you want to do things, but like it's all normal.
You always gotta have criticism.
Yeah, because especially since we're all like, we're used to seeing each other for 6 hours and then.
Yeah, it's a whole different vibe when you can't leave each other.
You wake up and someone's right there. Yeah, so it's like
exactly.
Definitely just learning how. The biggest thing is everyone learning how everyone like lives just normally, like
and on
the, like yeah. So like you'll see Dan, like Dan's high energy on his camera or whatever, but he's probably the most chill in the house. Likes to do his own thing, sits in his room.
I'm not gonna lie, I feel like everybody's like that, man.
Yeah,
like I tune way down when I'm not filming.
Yeah, so it's just learning how everyone is when they're chill, not really. Yeah. Maybe they're not really wanting to hang out with a bunch of guys right now. They just want their own time. So it's kind of just figuring people out.
I feel like I know the answer to this one. Have you guys met your neighbors yet?
Yeah. I met one neighbor.
Have you met these ones right here?
Yeah, these ones right here.
Okay.
She's nice.
Yeah?
She's nice, yeah. She like, I had friends over and then we were swimming and we ordered pizza. Mm-hmm. And my friends went to go get it.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, like, does anyone live here? Or, like, do you live here? He's like, no, I can go get him. So I went out and she was like, oh, like someone's like parked in like kind of like halfway in my driveway. So it's hard to get out. Like, do you just know whose car it is? And it was like second, third day. So I was like, no, I don't know whose car that is. Because they had went to Vegas and they had a friend that parked there.
Yeah.
So I didn't know it was his car. She was like, because we're going to have it towed. Like if like, because it's like hard, because it's hard to get out.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, they're coming back today. I think it's one of their friend's car.
Yeah.
So it was, but then she was just telling us about the neighborhood and everything. Yeah. She was really nice.
Yeah. So there's them. Is there anybody right here?
I don't know. I don't know.
And then have you talked to the ones across the street?
That house is like up for sale, I think, right now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're waiting on new neighbors.
I mean, it's not
up for sale.
It's taken.
Dude, that'd be pretty far.
I mean, it's not up for sale.
Yeah, but we haven't given any clues where you are. Don't worry, we're just in the middle of Ecuador right now.
Right?
Boca Raton.
I know.
Nashville.
What's LA?
Yeah, we're nowhere near.
Mm-mm.
We're all the way over in Houston, Texas.
What part of LA? Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Is out of the roster of the house coming.
Oh, hold on.
Yes.
Medicine. That's another thing.
Oh.
I've got a cough, and I'm like so used to my mom getting medicine for me when I get sick. Yeah. That's gonna be a problem in the future. I already know. I'm gonna get sick as a dog, and I'm gonna be like just nothing.
Mom,
just
take care of me.
Just thug it out. You know? I don't know.
Mom, can you bring me something?
Because I've developed a little cough and like I just like I'm not used to getting medicine and stuff and going to the pharmacy and all that, so I'm like this is weird. It's all weird.
What were you about to ask, good sir?
Just kind of looking at it, I know my favorite piece already, but what's one of your favorite things about the house?
My favorite thing about the house,
besides your own room,
besides my room, definitely the pool.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm a big pool guy. This is beautiful, bro.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's awesome.
Man. Got some lions spewing water right there.
Travis Scott just watching
Travis
over.
Travis Scott's just chilling right there. It's just like a nice aesthetic.
I like the lions or like the tiger heads on the side of the walls.
I think one of my favorite things for sure is like when I'm giving a tour to someone and someone hasn't been here.
Yeah.
And like you're walking down the steps from the kitchen and you can just like see the pool from those doors because they're like glass. And I just think it's like a super nice view.
Oh, now, you guys can't see this in the Shire. Actually, you might be able to. There's a second story and there's a very accessible roof. How many times have you jumped off that roof into the pool?
I have not jumped off that roof. We've been like, we have ideas of like wanting to, but we don't want to get kicked out. So But we've been looking at it, trust me. We've been googly-eyeing the roof.
Every once in a while, he just passed by and like...
Yeah.
Especially this guy. He can already backflip on flat ground. Imagine how many he can do just straight off that roof.
Roof does
Bro could probably do a perfect swanton bomb inside.
Pour that a swanton.
Fun to jump off of. But, not yet. Maybe, we don't want to get kicked out, so we're trying to stay safe.
Yeah. What about inside the house? Anything that stands out that you particularly like?
Other than my room, I love my bathroom. Oh, I like our kitchen. We have there's a main kitchen, and then me and Matt, like in our section of the house, we just have our own kitchen, and it's the best thing ever.
Now, what about that big hunk of metal in between the kitchens?
Oh, we have like six fridges in the house.
Bro, they
six
got a fridges? Restaurant fridge.
It's like a restaurant fridge.
No, just a big old
huge, dude, like two doors.
Like, bro keeps the bat suit in there. Just like, ready to go.
You could fit a body in there, bro.
Oh, you could.
So I'm not even kidding. That fireplace is so funky to me too. Not the one, the main one. The one right the one here right when there, you walk in.
I think if we use that, our house would blow up. I don't. I'm just gonna leave it alone.
Yeah.
I wouldn't touch it.
For the aesthetic. I can't wait for Christmas, man.
Oh. Yeah, why? To see just, the whole place decorated.
Yeah, we got. Oh, we're going to get some lights up in this, John. It's going to be nice.
Not too far. Make I mean, even Halloween. Are you going to decorate it for Halloween?
We're looking at a Halloween party. We kind of want to.
That'd be sick. Just set the decks right there and just have somebody spend it all night.
Dude, yeah. No, dude, like, we're thinking, so taco truck right there.
Oh.
Taco truck?
In that area. Okay. Taco guy or whatever.
Yeah.
Nice little DJ booth, like, right here in this corner or
whatever.
Or you
can easily put and it right there. Like, there's plugs right there.
Then a bunch of dancing. Like,
oh, yeah.
Totally. I think this area, I know you have told me you guys want to put a basketball hoop over here.
I want to put a basketball court there.
Totally think you should get one that wheels. Yeah. So if you want it to be a court, you can just bring it in.
Oh, no, yeah, for sure.
But I think that'd be perfect for like a fire pit.
It would.
Over here.
Oh, yeah. It would be perfect for a fire pit. We kind of, where do we usually chill? Usually we chill up there on the balcony.
Yeah.
And we're just talking, having like ideas flowing.
Yeah.
So,
there's tons of good spots for
we're
a
still
fire
figuring
pit.
Out the jacuzzi.
Right here?
We're still figuring out the jacuzzi. But I think we figured it out last night.
Yeah.
I wasn't here, but.
The whole time I was thinking it was like an overflow, like pool thing, but it is a jacuzzi. It's its own
thing.
Yeah,
no, it's a jacuzzi.
I totally forgot it was a jacuzzi. I forgot it was there.
You don't notice it?
Well, I just see the
pool. Yeah, I like the vibe how it like flows into a pool.
Yeah.
It's cool. I like it a lot.
Bobby's old house is like
that. The pool's like, I don't know if it's because we had a 112 degree heat wave, but like the pool's just always. Perfect temperature, like it's never cold.
Well, it's probably heated.
Well, I don't know actually. It heats up, but I think so far it's just been just super nice.
Like when it's hot outside, it's cold. But when it's cold outside, it's warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Climate control.
Crazy.
So 2 weeks here at the house. What's a normal day for Gabe waking up at the new ETS house?
A lot of people probably would think I wake up at like 12, 1 o'clock. I wake up the crack of dawn, bro. I wake up at like 7, 8 a.m.
Now, was that your operating schedule prior to moving in here?
I've always been an early riser.
We got another flight to Paris going over our head.
Hey, what is that thing that
I think it's
down,
a Spirit plane.
What's that thing that dropped down from the...
Oh, it's just a care package.
Me and Matt go on a run.
Yeah.
Then from after that, we go to the gym, try to get there around 8:39.
You prefer to do your cardio. Here instead of at the gym.
I like to run. I feel like running on a treadmill. Just like it's not the vibe.
It's
a little restrictive, right?
Right. It just doesn't feel like real. I don't know how to explain it.
That's a nice street to run on too.
Yes.
You already got a route planned out.
It's like a triangle kind of.
Yeah.
So we're starting a little short, and then we're just gonna as we get more comfortable and stuff, we're gonna start doing more. But yeah, we probably finish around the gym around 11, and then it's kind of just like. Brainstorm ideas, film some shorts or something if we have to. Kind of depends on what the film schedule day is like. But usually we're all just like, sometimes we're all just chilling. It's not really doing anything.
Yeah. Literally right before we started, we had the Bat Boys just chilling over here. Matt was just leaving. I think they all just left.
Yeah, they all just left. Yeah. I'm always getting left alone sometimes. But it's okay. They got big boy things to go do.
It's just getting started.
Yeah, it's just getting started. I'm excited.
Has any of it like hit you yet? Like, have you slowed down? Like, everything's come so fast.
To be honest,
I feel like you're still in it, huh?
Yes and no.
Like, do you feel like everything's been fast lately?
I was just talking to Liam, and he was like, "It still feels like I'm on vacation."
Yeah, you don't feel like
it hasn't really set in yet. That it's like, okay, I live here, like that, like I just live here. Like, I don't like have to go anywhere else. I don't have a flight back anywhere. Like, this is my spot.
Yeah. So everything just to you still feels like very fast. Just the amount of things.
Okay, I feel like once I get a vibe for the area and I'm like, I can drive like somewhere and like come back without having to use a GPS or whatever, like just feel more comfortable, I think I'll be good.
I gotta say, you've had a lot happen for you in your life, man. You've had all the success in Dodger Films. Moving into this house is just one step to a even bigger goal. Who knows what that is? It's just a ton of opportunity.
We're trying to go bigger every year.
Yeah, that's the goal with content always. Just what's next?
Yep.
You got to figure that out. And I want to tell everybody this isn't affecting softball.
No. I'm still playing Dodger Films, guys. I'm still playing.
Have you been hit up by a bunch of people saying, like, are you quitting?
I get that question all the time.
Wow. Yeah.
I still play Dodger Films.
Well, because it's big news.
I'm closer to Dodger Films than I was when I was
to be honest, yeah.
Like, I have no reason to be missing. Unless I'm, like, supposed to be filming somewhere far or whatever and just conflicting schedules. But, no, yeah, I'm going to be at Dodger Films all the time.
You just have new opportunities that might take you away from a game or two.
And that's okay.
Yeah, exactly. But that's just life.
Like, yep.
When we came into this, you were literally an adolescent.
This was thrown on me. I didn't even know this was, like, when I was, like, 10 years old before going to softball, like, I would never expect this to be my life at all. You know, probably would have been playing, hopefully, D1 baseball or whatever, or something like that. But this kind of got thrown. Now, I don't like to say thrown on me, like I didn't, like,
want.
Like, I always loved watching
YouTube. They have to move into a house with other creators?
Do I have to have fun?
I always loved watching YouTube.
Yeah.
And, like, I never envisioned myself making YouTube videos, though. So, like, you know, when you're 12 years old and then you look at your phone and it's just blowing up and you have 40K followers on Instagram.
Getting posted on ESPN.
And you're just like, oh, my gosh. So, it's like, either, like, I gotta capitalize with this opportunity. So,
how I always word it when I started, when I did YouTube in 2017, I believe that's when I went full time, I saw a platform and I was like, well, I'm gonna hop on that platform. And that was doing softball. And I already loved creating. I was going to college for creation and art and video and photo. And I was like, well, here's a nice little train. I'm going to hop on this train.
Yeah.
And for you, you were just a kid that wanted to play softball.
Yeah. So for me, it was like there was a train going and I was like, do I want to get on?
Like, that looks a little fun. Let me see if I can catch it.
Yeah. And then it kind of just like a plate was handed to me, food. Yep. And it was just like, okay, I guess I'm eating.
Time to eat, bro.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Everybody eating.
Yeah. Just floated down from the heavens, like, eat me. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to do it. Just fell in my hands, really.
Yeah. And now some non-ETS news. History was made in Major League Baseball. Pretty sure you know where I'm going with this.
Yep.
Do you want to tell everybody what happened?
Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani, the best of all time. 50-50. Never been done before. 52 for 52 now, right?
Okay. Can we cut that out, though, MLB? Enough with the new club every time he gets one.
It's true, though.
Okay. Okay.
So cool, though?
Like, but like,
every homer is created.
Do you know how many they posted about him on the day he hit 50-50?
I think the first hour is seven posts.
Seven posts?
But
the first 30, I think it was the first like 30 minutes, 10 minutes, seven posts.
By the time an hour had gone by, I counted how many times MLB made a post about him. 18 posts.
18 posts in an hour?
In an hour. I'm like, dude.
On Instagram or
yes,
everything?
On Instagram.
Oh my God.
I was like, okay, congrats. Amazing. New founder.
Well, okay, you know why? It's because Buddy did that and it decided to hit another home run after. Like,
okay, that one, Joe Davis pretty much lost his head on that 51st home run.
I mean, it was crazy, though, because you think, like, the game's over, and he's like, one more.
But here's the thing.
It was a position
player.
It was
Albert Brujan.
But yeah, but it's still, like, ridiculous. Like,
and the dude, as soon as he hits it, crazy, oh, my God!
Six for six.
Yes, 10 RBI.
But he was inches away from a cycle, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous.
Hey, he did that with the Angels.
Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but enough with the every single one more. It's a new club.
I don't think it's going to stop, bro. We're just going to keep going. Like, it's going to keep
going. I'm okay with the 50.
What if he just hits like a couple more homers or several more homers and he just gets to 60-60? Like, what if that happens?
Okay, we're listening,
technically,
bro.
He could in the postseason.
Yes.
But like, does it count if
no.
it's postseason?
It's new
doesn't
stats,
count, right?
It has to. It becomes postseason stats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because the actual season is over.
Technically, it would be 60-60, but not.
I mean, you
really
can say that about spring training. I'm sure
I would
complete.
I would put both of them together. I mean, why not?
Nah, because then what about guys that never make the postseason?
Good point.
So you got like postseason legends and, you know, regular season legends like Mike Trout.
Mike Trout goated during the regular season, dude.
Goated.
If he played.
In playoffs?
Yeah, for the first decade.
Where he at?
I'm excited to see Ohtani play in the playoffs for the first time. Because seeing him in the WBC, that boy was on.
He was on it, dude.
He was on.
Here's a cheat code for all of you. If Shohei Ohtani is on the brink of breaking history and he's playing in Miami, place the bet. Yeah. He won the WBC in Miami. He created 50-50 in Miami. So if there's any hint of him about to make history and the Dodgers are going to Miami,
do it.
Your whole bank account.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bet the house.
Yeah. He's ridiculous. Yeah. He's ridiculous. Like, is the ball, has the, does he have the ball yet? Or is it, does the guy still have the ball?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the update.
I saw the Dodgers offered him $300K and he declined. Something like.
So, yes, the man who caught, or should I say fought, for Shohei Ohtani's 50-50.
I'd be throwing.
Oh my God.
Haymakers in that pit.
He literally had it between his huevos and was grabbing that pelota and was not letting go. That one Miami fan was trying his best to steal it from him. He's like, fine.
I mean, I'm just like, how are you recording that and not freaking, like, not.
I know, the guy's just like.
He's just like, go get it, guys, go get it. Like he's filming his kids at. On Easter, freaking getting the ball. Like,
it was really hard. Fight for it, fight for it. Hey, at least he didn't film it like a high school fight. Like, hey, get it, bro.
That was some good filming, though. Hey, props to you, man. That was some good filming.
Oh, my God. But yeah, I'm fine with like the 50-50 club. And then when he gets to 55, 55, 55, 55, 60, 60, 65, 65. But like every single one, do we got it?
Yeah. I mean, did they post a 52, 52?
Yes, they did.
That's cool. That's cool.
Crazy.
It's Shohei Ohtani. You can do whatever you want.
We can't hate on Shohei.
It's amazing that we are all alive at the same time. He's alive.
Like, yeah, I like how they know they're doing it. Like on TikTok.
Oh,
I
did you see the one with the chair?
Yeah, Ohtani, dude. Like, he moved the chair. They go,
this is literally Ohtani what they posted.
Moved the chair.
Literally. Literally, Ohtani's in the clubhouse. He goes. And the caption literally on the screen is Ohtani moves chair.
I like how MLB, like, all the, like, actual posts are on Instagram, and then they're just funny posts are just on TikTok.
Yeah. Dude, the MLB account is so weird on TikTok. I literally saw one that had nothing to do with baseball. It said the Fred movie was literally 14 years ago. And it was just Fred, the movie poster, and that was it. And I was like, what? And I was like, MLB's posting this?
Yeah.
And then the top comment is, I can't believe MLB just posted a Fred movie reminder on their main account.
No, whoever like runs their account definitely accidentally posted that on the MLB account instead of their main.
No, I think their whole TikTok account is meant to be just mean to hell.
Yeah.
The Paralympics one is like that too. They were making like outrageous edits of all the Olympians. Yeah, dude, you just check it out, guys. Check it out if you have time.
That's wild. That kind of feels messed up.
It's, yeah. I don't know, man. It's like you want to feel bad, but like, did they allow it? I don't know.
I'd have to see one. I don't know the extent of one of these Paralympics TikToks.
Go down the rabbit hole.
Well, let's finish this off with, what are your goals living in this house?
Definitely just grow as a group. Mm. I mean, obviously, like, individually, we're all doing pretty well. Obviously, I can get bigger, but I think we all just want to.
I'd say this is the start. You've been doing this for years, but for you,
for me, yeah,
this is the start.
I think we all just want to grow together and really just change how baseball is looked at. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like make it really cool, and then really just like, how do you explain it? Just bring different eyes to the game.
Yeah.
Because you know people probably see baseball and they think it's an old man's game or whatever, but you know there's a lot of kids that care about it, and we're just trying to shed light on that.
Congratulations.
Beautiful, man.
On moving in, man.
Thank you so much.
Epic house. This is an epic opportunity that you have, and this is the start. It's only going way up from here. I already know it.
I'm excited.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening and watching as one more plane greets us on their way to Egypt.
I thought I scheduled a no-fly zone over Casa de Gabe.
You can listen to the audio on Spotify and Apple every Thursday at 7 a.m.
Ladies and gentlemen, the video is up on YouTube 7 a.m., so make sure to have the like button, notifications bell on.
Yes, sir.
Gabe.
Follow the main channel. Follow Gabe's main channel as well.
Subscribe to me, GabeSmith15.
Very simple.
Follow me on Instagram. I'm _Gabe15. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you guys are going to be seeing a lot of content from me soon.
So yeah, thank you for joining us. Thank you for allowing us in for the podcast. And what, four-time guest now?
I believe so.
Damn, that might take the lead. That might take the lead. It just might. We'll see you guys in episode 87.